Hello, my dear. So welcome to this special meeting designed for you to attract God's wisdom today. As you know, the scientists find out that human beings couldn't break through historically this 5% of their potential after the fall was blocked by Herwim with a sword. And today, as we are living in the Messiah's time, there is a possibility to get this great wisdom of God, 95% to our 5%, and fulfill all our dreams and wishes and receive God's wisdom as God's children. This is all our meeting about, 945th meeting in a row. All of these blessings will come to you. Just join to the meeting. Subscribe the channel and share this message to billions. Stay till the end and you'll receive four presents. Turn on suggest playlist and listen God's word sanctifying place 24/7. Below the video, there is description about this global movement that is inspiring every corner of the world to live in peace by 2027. Build it brick by brick in Global Peace Forum. And there are so many miracles with the scientists. Religious leaders, bishops, archbishops, and all others who join him. So happy welcome, everyone. Let's go together in this great journey and get some powerful music, powerful quotes, and the actual forum. Enjoy today. There is much to receive today, so stay till the end to receive all the blessing and direct presence of God. Let's go with the powerful music. Sing along.
Yeah.
yes, yes. Thank you very much, Grace. Yes, beautiful song. Thanks, Los Angeles family. Let's go further. Ooh, the greatest quotes, words of God from the Messiah's coming. This is a words of God, as you see, in 1990s, in our age. So let's see what God think about peace nowadays from the philosophy of peace. And the Messiah is talking about and the Korean Peninsula and Pacific Realm era. Global civilization most certainly will came to Asia. The era of Pacific Realm civilization is approaching. Today, Yemenian scholars, not only in the field of social science, but across the scientific disciplines, assert that a Pacific Realm civilization must appear, that it is the trend of history. Yet I have been teaching about the coming era of the Pacific Rim civilization for more than 40 years now. These scholars still do not know which nation will take the lead in creating that civilization. To my mind, it is Korea that will have to take the lead. Now, the Pacific Rim civilization is rising in a situation in which the United States, Japan, Korea, China, and Russia are drawn inexorably into the battlefield. The countries that are unprepared for this civilization and culture will fall behind. I am the very man who has made preparations. I'm standing in the front line. That is why I brought together Japan, United States, China, and Russia. It gives us hope that to think that the American people will walk hand in hand with me and we will do great things together. As a condition for the United States and for the world to build a realm of common destiny with the Pacific Realm civilization. Okay, this was powerful quotes for today. Let's go quickly with a short, powerful prayer for peace and invite Grace. Grace, happy welcome. Can you pray now from heavenly Uganda? Oh, happy welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. Good evening. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, our most precious Parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, good evening. Glory and honor we return unto you. You're so precious in our lives. You're so grateful. We really, really thank you so much for your amazing grace that you have granted us and in our families. Thank you for everyone who has come here as brothers and sisters to fellowship together, to learn more about your word, to help ourselves improve both spiritually and physically, Heavenly Parent. We are really grateful for the words that we have shared. We are really grateful for the beautiful song that we have listened to, which renews our spirits towards you. We thank you so much for this program, which was initiated by your son, Brother Nikolai. We thank you so much that he can unite the whole world together before you to worship and glorify you. King of Kings, the purpose of coming together is to pray for peace in the world, Heavenly Father. It is to pray for peace in families and pray for peace in every situation. King of Kings, we really thank you so much. And we pray for the spirit of wisdom to understand your word better, to understand you as our parent, to understand our portion of responsibility. Please give us your wisdom, Heavenly Father. Give us your wisdom to help us so that we can be able to eradicate poverty that is in our families, the conflicts that are in our families and in our nations, so that we can also be able to unite as brothers and sisters and create the world of peace. We thank you so much. We thank you. We pray that for everyone who is going to listen to this message, it can be able to change this person and turn this person into a new person, a child that would really understand you. Please pull up our antennas to tune unto your message. Let us be able to understand it. Let us be able, even a parent, to follow it, to meditate upon it, and let it change our lives. Let it renew ourselves. King of Kings, we need wisdom to understand science. We need wisdom to understand religion. We don't want heavenly parent to confuse the two because we have failed to understand both, and that's why these conflicts are still going on. May we be able to get this wisdom, Heavenly Father. Open our inner selves to completely understand what is going on. We do not want situations, Heavenly Parent, to overtake us. We want to know each and everything and align with it for purposes of building the kingdom of God and of heaven on earth. Heavenly Father, we pray for everyone who is here on this platform, who is participating. Do not allow them to go the same way they came in, Heavenly Father. Let your world build them and change everything around them and make them new children, King of Kings. Let everyone who is going to listen to this message, Heavenly Father, be able to unite with the Christ at the second coming. The Holy Spirit is with us, Heavenly Father, substantially teaching us all the secrets of heaven. May we be able to get this wisdom and tune and unite with her and change everything and create this beautiful world where you can reign as King of Kings. Thank you so much. I'd like to end and report this in the name of our most precious two parents, Aju. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Grace. So powerful prayer and so good to hear Mother Nature is resonating with you, with grasshoppers and others praying together. One big one.
Thank you.
Sounds
of
Africa. Okay. Let's invite Selina. Selina, can you pray now? Happy welcome. Sometimes she couldn't. Selina, can you pray now? Okay. Hello, Selina.
I'm running. Yeah. Why am I can't pray now? Please forgive me.
No problem. Pray for you. Stay strong there. Okay, let's invite our sister from Uganda. Irina, can you pray now? Short, powerful prayer.
Thank you so much.
Today's topic is pray for wisdom. Let's attract God's wisdom.
Thank you. We need wisdom indeed. Good evening, our most precious heavenly parents, our beloved two parents of heaven and earth and all humankind, our beloved Lord Jesus Christ and all the saints and sages. Thank you so much for today, our beloved heavenly parents. We are here to pray for peace, and peace needs wisdom. And we know that Father will achieve peace by the year 2027. Please guide us in everything that we do. Guide all the brothers and sisters on this forum and their families and their nations. And may we win in the end in 2027. Thank you so much. I want to report my prayer as Elena Rutanje of the Blessed Family. Aju, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you very much. It's so powerful prayer. Let's invite Raphael. Raphael, can you say a short, powerful prayer for peace? Raphael? Hello, how are you today? Raphael, can you pray now?
Yes, let us pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of life. Thank you for the wonderful day. Thank you for the wonderful leaders you have given us. God, we ask for wisdom to understand the meaning of life, the purpose of you creating the world and putting God into this world. The purpose is to serve the humanity and be of help to one another. Let's have peace. Give us wisdom to understand your willingness and your desire to have us in this world. Through Christ our Lord, we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Raphael. From which country you are?
I'm from DRC, Congo, but currently I'm in Nairobi.
Oh, great. I like the DRC. Bonjour. Ça va bien?
Ça va bien.
Très bien. Okay, please join my prayer too. Seems like everybody had the possibility to pray. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. Our Heavenly Parent, that we was cut from you, all the history. Dear Heavenly Parent, you created Adam and Eve, and you image, you understand that you are Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother. So we pray right now, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, our Heavenly Parents, please lead us today as we are in the new days and this 945th meeting a row. We pray for peace 2027. And today we're specifically praying for wisdom. We pray for wisdom, and we are your children, and you bless us with all of this blessing and the great development in this today's world. We see everywhere transportation, science, religions, everything is just so great development. And we, your children, we feel that we are almost in the heavenly kingdom. And just remained one simple thing: to receive God's messenger right now. Right now, you send the Messiah coming, only begotten son, only begotten daughter, and they, as true parents, build the heavenly kingdom already the 12th year, and they open the era of direct presence of God, that we could be with God, that we wasn't historically cut out of God, and we couldn't came to God because Adam and Eve fell, flew from garden. And our ancestor, unfortunately, dear Heavenly Parent, we are so sorry for this historical incident. We pray for it, and we pray for absolute purification of all of this, dear Heavenly Parent, all of these historical struggles and all of these problems. Heavenly Parent, you ask us today to pray for peace and wisdom. And we understand that even we have this great blessing of development nowadays, we understand that this is just a fraction, a simple, just a little science, little knowledge about you, great universe, and comparing with you that you create even the spiritual world. Unfortunately, we, your children, we don't know almost nothing about spiritual world. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us to study not just physical world, but spiritual world, understand our mind, understand how it might function, because we see that we are living in the last days. It's so great, biggest attack on the earth with the evil spirits, and they attacking everyone, especially those in leadership positions. They attack so much, even they have weapons, even they have security, but they couldn't avoiding this infiltration in human mind that push them to fight right now, and they are fighting in the wars. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so sorry. You ask us for to pray for the sick, and we came right now to pray for the sick, for our brothers and sisters, all 8 billion who are suffering so much. They, all of this, all of them, they are crying out. We see in the news, from simple people to presidents, they asking for salvation. Everyone is waiting for Messiah. Dear Heavenly Parent, help us, help us. Help us to overcome all of these historical barriers that is pushing the author now. Let this spirit be liberated. All of these thousands and billions of spirits that is coming to every human being to be restored, let it restore through Messiah's second coming system of liberation, call like Chonshin prayer. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us. Lead us every day, every hour, every second. We are doing this. We are intensively working to liberate these central evil spirits and send them to 100 day of training of the spirits there with divine principle, and they are resurrected. And day by day, hour by hour, billions of spirits are going there. Let them be liberated and receive blessing from the Messiah's second coming. All in spiritual world, also in physical world. Dear Heavenly Parent, everyone want to live in peace. So, dear Heavenly Parent, as we pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth, for their salvation, blessing, healing, for wisdom to choose from the evil steps that they are doing now, to choose just goodness, absolute goodness. Now is the era of absolute goodness, as Jesus inspired us 2,000 years ago, and as Messiah is speaking right now, this Pacific realm civilization of absolute goodness without any traces of sin. Dear Heavenly Parent, does as you pray for all brothers and sisters, all humankind right now. I pray with all my heart for brothers and sisters, a representative of humanity who came here. I pray for Amos in Gabon, for his family, and for Grace in Uganda, with Irina, for their families, and for Raphael from DRC. And me and Julian, here in Europe, and also Selina in US, dear Heavenly Parent, we unite a few countries and a few continents, and we are praying this devotion for the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, as we invest all our heart for the world, please protect our families. Please help our families to prosper and really restore finance for all our great work that we are doing your will. We are witnessing you right now in this concrete moment, in this concrete day. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us. Lead us every day, every hour, every second. So it's so great, blessed day today, because not just because of the day, because we are want to be happy and smart, but because of you and because of the youth and the you representatives here on earth, only because I'm only the daughter, substantialization of the Holy Spirit on earth right now. Everything is possible, dear Heavenly Parent. Let's unite with Messiah and do this. I pray for priests, bishops, archbishops, Pope, all religious leaders who was at our meeting, let them receive Messiah's incoming right now, right today. Let them see real substantial dream together with the presidents and with the billionaires, all of them to understand this time they are living, that they was blessed 1% of population in every country to help Messiah's incoming finish the kingdom in every country, help all 99% in their countries not keep power and wealth in their hands. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us and receive this short report. I pray with all my heart, and my name is Nicolae Cârpălă, Center Plus Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yes, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So amen. Good to meet everyone. So good to see you. So good to hear from you. I pray for you to stay happy, healthy. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Came with your neighbors, relatives. With, let's do a billion calling here right now. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.